Another ranking, more research, a distinguished honor, and golf. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today show. Well, Tennessee Tech University has again been ranked as one of the top universities in the nation, according to U.S. News and World Report. In its annual rankings, Tech is one of only three public universities in the state that are ranked, coming in at number 136 among national public universities and number 272 overall. Tech is on the publication's least debt list, with the lowest average student debt among public schools in the state and second lowest among all schools in Tennessee. Tech was again named to the magazine's A-plus schools for B students list. The criteria for this list include high academic quality, high first-year retention rate, and high school class standing and standardized test score. Tech is one of only two public universities in the state on the list. Well, this is the second week in a row Tech has garnered a national ranking. Last week, according to Money's Best Colleges for Your Money rankings data, Tennessee Tech graduates have the second highest early career salary of any ranked university in Tennessee, the lowest estimated price, and the second lowest average student debt. In both categories where Tech was second, Vanderbilt was ranked first. While Tennessee Tech students accumulate lower debt, they also get great hands-on research experience. And Rory Roberts, an associate professor of mechanical engineering, joins us now in Tennessee Tech Today. And Rory, how long have you been here at Tennessee Tech?
About a month and a half, since the 1st of August.
Wow, not too long. So what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
My family and I wanted to move south, and Tennessee Tech looked like a great opportunity to grow a research program. And there's a lot of support here from the state of Tennessee, and a great opportunity to build a research program and some of my aerospace projects and research activities I have right now.
And now, where were you at before you came to Tech?
Before I came to Tech, I was associate professor at Wright State University, which is in Dayton, Ohio. And before that, I was there about 10 years. Before that, I worked for Rolls-Royce Fuel Cell Systems in the energy sector.
Oh, okay. So is everybody getting moved in? Have you have any family that you brought with you?
I have three kids and my wife. So it was a big move for all of us to move here in July, and the kids started school early days after we moved in, and we hit the ground running, both going to school, working, and unpacking, and still unpacking.
Well, I know you have a lot going on in a short amount of time here at Tennessee Tech, and one of those research aspects you were talking about is a grant to work with the Air Force. Talk a little bit about that, just kind of how that came about.
Well, I was fortunate to be a part of a team that pitched an idea, almost like in Shark Tank, within the Air Force Research Laboratory of disruptive capabilities that they may be interested in. And so our idea was chosen, which was to build develop a power technology for satellites that would provide much more capability than the typical solar battery type systems. And so this was an effort that's led across multiple directorates with an Air Force Research Laboratory involving Edwards Air Force Base, Kirkland Air Force Base, and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. With both the Space Vehicles Directorate, Advanced Manufacturing Materials Directorate, and the Aerospace Systems Directorate. So it's exciting to be involved with many research engineers and scientists across the Air Force Research Laboratory, developing this new technology that can make a big difference in how we look at satellites and how we look at space entry vehicles and other type of deep space missions.
Yeah, and so what kind of dollar amount are we talking about as far as the grant goes?
The total grant between all the parties, again, there's several Air Force individuals involved and two universities, including Tennessee Tech. It's a $5 million grant that was total for this effort, and one company working with us, Fuel Cell Oxion Company. And so Tennessee Tech is going to get somewhere around $380,000 of funding of that to support two graduate students and some testing and some neat experimental work and development.
Wow, that's great. Now, once you get into the project, You know, what's going to be some of the benefits for some of the tech students that are able to be involved with this, do you think?
Well, it's a great experience for them to interact with some of the Air Force engineers and scientists, because they interact with almost all the aerospace companies and space companies. We've interviewed some customers like across the space, some of the space companies to understand some of their needs. And so the students will be involved interacting as the project progresses with these individuals, mm-hmm. and making great contacts and being able to network and have the opportunity to work in either aerospace or space type careers. And even on campus, beyond the interactions and the education they will receive, they'll be able to do a lot of hands-on work as we're setting up our lab right now to do some testing. And it's going to be one-of-a-kind testing in the world. And wow. So they have an opportunity to really be involved with that.
And what kind of doors can this open, you know, with the Air Force? Have we done any kind of research with them before that you're aware of?
I believe Tennessee Tech has a few. I know a few Air Force Office of Scientific Research has funded some projects here, and there's some other ones.
Okay.
But this will definitely open the door. There's many different, I would say, directorates and areas of research the Air Force is interested in, and so hopefully this will open up the door for Tennessee Tech to participate more in propulsion and power and also thermal management areas of research for some tactical aircraft and hypersonic vehicles and satellites.
Wow. Well, that is very exciting. Is there anything else you want to add about the grant or anything else as far as mechanical engineering and research?
It's exciting. I'm glad to be here at Tennessee Tech, and I'm very excited to grow this research and give students the opportunity to work in the aerospace industry.
All right. Roy Roberts, Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering with us. We appreciate you being with us, and thanks for telling us about this exciting stuff that's going on with the research and the grant.
Yes, thank you.
Well, a member of Tech's faculty has earned a prestigious honor. We'll tell you all about it right after this.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Melissa Geist, a professor in the Whitson Hester School of Nursing, has garnered a prestigious honor. Geist is slated to receive the 2020 Alumni for Innovation in Healthcare Award from Vanderbilt University School of Nursing. And Melissa joins us now. Well, Melissa, first of all, let me just congratulate you. What a great award, the 2020 Alumni Award for Innovation in Healthcare from Vanderbilt University. I'm sure you feel very honored.
Yes, it was such a surprise. And I think one of the coolest things about the whole event is that I was nominated by my colleagues here at Tennessee Tech from chemical engineering. And so to have, you know, this group that I've worked with for so many years at Tech provide that nomination, and then to receive the award, it's been great.
Well, you know, the award is kind of due in part to your interdisciplinary nursing engineering work with Dr. Robbie Sanders and the students' success that has come out of that. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, that is absolutely the foundation. And so the award, what Vanderbilt says is it's using nursing experience and knowledge to create tools that solve healthcare issues. And one thing that Dr. Sanders and I recognized early years ago was that nurses are the linchpin when it comes to healthcare.
Right.
We are the ones, you know, we are at the bedside for 12 hours during the day. We're using these devices. And You know, even today, when people think about medical device design or healthcare innovation, their mind immediately goes to physicians, which is certainly a big part. But we're just now at the cusp of getting recognized as nurses. And so when Dr. Sanders and I developed the clinical immersion course that brings together the engineering students and the nursing students who go to clinical together to look for and solve problems, you know, that is something that is not, it's not done in very many places, especially at the undergraduate level. And so the fact that, you know, one, we pitched this course to our colleagues in engineering and nursing, and that it was supported, because it's very out of the box. It's very innovative, and I think the power of this course and the reason that I received the award from Vanderbilt is it's not just that, you know, I've created a tool or a prototype.
Yeah.
It's that I'm training future nurses, and we've seen the successes to do that. I'm training nurses to see themselves as the innovators and the entrepreneurs.
Well, obviously, nurses certainly been a vital part of fighting COVID-19 the last few months, and just, you know, as somebody who is an instructor in the School of Nursing here at Tennessee Tech, and you know, you've had to kind of deal with all this. What has that been like?
I think saying it's been a challenge is an understatement. You know, of course, for something like nursing, where hands-on, you know, patient care is so vital to our training, it's been hard. I mean, in March, we had to pull our students out of the clinical settings, and so I have to say that in our School of Nursing, we have dedicated and talented simulation experts, and so in our sim labs, they are able to recreate a lot of real life authentic scenarios. And so yes, we had to move out of the hospital, but you know, being able to still continue with some simulation certainly helped. But I mean, one big impact is Dr. Sanders and I, for the first time in 6 years since we started the program, we did not offer our clinical immersion for healthcare innovation course this semester.
Really?
So because the linchpin, the foundation of that course is that the students go to the hospital together.
Right.
And, you know, they're asking, you know, staff in the hospital, what's hard about your day? What device do you least like using? And so, without being able to do that, we weren't really sure how to adjust. We are going to offer it in the spring, though, because as you know, everybody has done in this situation with COVID-19, we have we've now worked our way through.
Yeah.
How can we offer this powerful course?
Right.
With these limitations. And so we've been able to do that. I mean, one thing right now, along with Mark Groundland from the Spanish Foreign Languages Department, and then Michael Akins from Rural Reimagined, we are getting ready to submit a American Nurses Association Quickfire Challenge grant that is related to COVID-19 and health disparities. And so, yes, COVID has certainly presented challenges, but you know, there are also these opportunities to address some underlying issues.
Sure. And I know you're used to taking students to Cuba, to Belize, places like that, to give them hands-on experience as well. So obviously COVID has affected that too.
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to take a group of students to Cuba. We work with, it's called NSAP is the Spanish name, but it's their National School for Nursing and Public Health. We were supposed to go in May of 2020. Obviously we didn't go. I continue to communicate with my colleagues and partners on the Cuban side, mm-hmm. and also with the embassy in Cuba. So hopefully we'll see our way out of this and we'll be able to return, because that's been just another really unique opportunity for students at Tennessee Tech.
Right. Talking with Melissa Geist, the 2020 Alumni Award winner for Innovation in Healthcare from the Vanderbilt University School of Nursing. And we normally don't recognize other universities on Tennessee Tech today, but hey, this is a special occasion and this is a great award for you. So congratulations. Is there anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being with us. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk golf with Tech head coach Polk Brown. Stay with us.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, the weather has been perfect for golf, and it will be this weekend for an alumni golf tournament. Here to get us caught up with what is going on with the Tennessee Tech golf program is head coach Polk Brown. We know you're going to be the golf coach at least through the 2024-25 campaign after signing that contract extension. Congratulations. I'm sure anytime you can extend a contract, that's a good thing.
Yes, thank you for that. 2024, wow, it just sounds weird hearing that number. Here's hoping 2024 will look a little different than 2020. I'm excited. I'm thrilled that they have the belief in me to keep me around for another 5 years, and looking forward to seeing what the future holds. So hopefully things will be a little bit different come then as far as everything going on in the world.
Yeah, I know. Polk, you talk about 2020 and just kind of how crazy it's been. I think I saw somewhere maybe on social media where you mentioned that your team had finally just been able to get out there and practice. That's a little different than a usual fall here at Tennessee Tech.
Yes, we were supposed to start practice the 24th and 25th of August, and certainly with COVID and everything, we couldn't do that, and then we finally got back to where we could practice normally with the amount of hours we're allowed to make them practice right after Labor Day. But then, I don't mind saying it, I tested positive for COVID, and then that kind of knocked some of us out for a little while because of all the contact tracing. But thankfully, everybody's safe and healthy, and we're able to actually get back after it for real now. So fingers crossed it stays that way.
So what was that like for you, testing positive? Did you have the symptoms? Were you really sick? Were you able to get over that? I mean, obviously you did, but what was that experience like for you?
Well, thankfully I was asymptomatic, or at least I think I was. I felt fine. I mean, I was at home basically for 10 days, and I mean, it was, when I first saw it, I was very surprised. We got some good things. We got some good protocols and everything here at Tech, so we took care of it and got to return back to work. And so, thankfully, safe and healthy. Everything's good.
Yeah. You know, I was a little surprised that the OVC didn't allow golf to be played, because all summer long, junior golf was being played, and now high school golf has been played all fall. So, you know, what do you think it was? Was it just because they postponed all of the fall sports that they just had to include golf in that?
I would assume so. I felt really good about us playing until the Big Ten, and well, now the Big Ten's actually going to play football, but the Big Ten and the Pac-12, they decided not to play, and once that happened, I was like, oh, man, this might not happen, but,
yeah.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, I know some of the conferences are playing in tournaments. I mean, I saw Louisiana Tech had a tournament last week, and you know, some of our players are getting to play in some individual tournaments, which is good. But it's frustrating. But I mean, I'd rather them err on the side of caution, I guess, than the other way around. But given that basketball's got to go ahead to start to play in November, I feel very good that once January hits, we'll be able to actually resume some sort of normalcy and travel and compete.
Yeah, that'll be great because I know you weren't allowed to compete for a championship this past spring, and now it's carried over into the fall. But yeah, I'm sure that you know, it is looking good for the spring, and hopefully you'll be able to get your teams out there and compete for an OVC championship.
Yes, sir. I really hope that hopefully they'll make that decision sooner rather than later. But I understand they kind of got to wait till the last minute on these things to see how things have changed. Cause it changes every day, it seems like, but. Yeah, I'm excited about that possibility.
Now, some of the alumni are going to get to play golf this weekend. I'm sure you'll be one of those because you're hosting your alumni classic three-person scramble at the Golden Eagle Golf Club. Always a great time. Love seeing all the former golfers come back. Of course, the event is open to the public too. But just talk about, you know, being able to have that event even with all the stuff that's going on as far as COVID goes.
Sure. I mean, we're gonna do everything we can to try to have a safe COVID conducive environment. I guess that's the right way to say it. We've got a full slate of teams. I mean, we're basically sold out now, which is awesome. People are ready to get out and play some golf. It'll be good to see some folks that maybe haven't seen in a while, and just gonna be a great time. We're very fortunate, very blessed to have the tournament we have, and just looking forward to some fellowship and some golf, and I will be playing. I'm not sure how well, but I will be playing.
Well, that's great, and I know, you know, fundraising has been tough, especially for athletics throughout this pandemic, and so any money that you can raise for the golf team is certainly going to be beneficial for your program.
Yes, I mean, especially with everything going on, you know, we kind of wondered how things would go, what kind of turnouts we'd get with things like this. But it's awesome the kind of support we have here with the golf programs and, I mean, the programs here at Tech in general. And just can't say enough how thankful we are for the turnout participation come Saturday.
So did I see that you've pretty much got it filled up as far as the field and everything for the tournament?
That's correct. Yeah, we've kind of reached – we've got 28 teams, and really that's, I think last year we had 18 or 20. So, I mean, wow. The turnout's been tremendous, and, I hope someday that we can get it to football's level and have two shotguns. But you know, we're taking baby steps. I think this is maybe the fourth year we've done this. We'll get there at some point.
Well, that's great. Great. And, it's supposed to be a great weekend, great weather for that. So I'm sure, you all will have a wonderful time. Anything else you want to add as far as the golf team or anything else as far as Tech goes?
Just excited to be back with, you know, here around the student athletes and at work. And, you know, it is a crazy time, but let's just all do our part and try to do what we can to try to get some normalcy back in the world and just take care of ourselves. And I hope everybody's staying healthy and happy out there. I really appreciate the support, and I know our student athletes do too. So thank you. Thanks again for having me, buddy.
All right. Polk Brown, the golf coach for the men's and women's golf teams here at Tennessee Tech with us. And they've got the big alumni classic three-person scramble at the Golden Eagle Golf Club on Saturday. Thanks so much for being with us. And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.